The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Clark Brock. He's wearing his Huron Community Fair cap today. He has a whole lot of them for things that he's involved in the Thumb area, but today we're going to be talking about the fair. It's coming up in a week or so, and 148th edition, I believe you said it was.
148th edition coming right up just around the corner. We kick it off on the 31st of July through the 6th of August this year.
So I assume you don't remember the first year.
No, I'm not. I wasn't quite around here for the first year 148 years ago.
If anybody was, let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to somebody that actually was here then, but I don't think we're going to catch that one.
But it's all down at the fairgrounds, south end of Bad Axe, off of...
just off Soper Road, you bet.
And also Fair Street in town. There's an entrance there as well you can get in on as well.
Correct.
And it's going to be just another extravaganza this year?
Well, of course it always is. And
you start off with the Indian Riders on Sunday. That's been a tradition. It kind of missed a year or so there, but
right.
It's back, and everybody loves it.
Yeah, there were just a few years that their group got a little thin, and they had to readjust, and they've been back for a number of years. So that's the big kickoff on Sunday. Of course, actually starting the Thursday and Friday before that, kids start bringing their non-perishables and some of the projects and things, and then that Sunday...
they go into, like, the buildings, the 4-H buildings.
4-H building and that, yeah, the photography and the clothing and some of those types of things. They actually go in a couple days before the fair starts, but Sunday is the big kickoff on the 31st with the rodeo and the livestock coming in and everything else getting all set up. So,
yeah, and remember, there's a lot of livestock coming in then, and people need to make sure they have their paperwork and everything ready, because you don't want to have to drive the animal all the way home to get the paperwork.
Absolutely. Any paperwork, anything you need, make sure the tags are all in place, you have everything set, because we absolutely want them to come in and have a great time rolling in. And with the number of livestock that we have to get unloaded at the various sites that day, it's important that everybody works together and gets it well organized.
But this year, the avian flu isn't a problem. We'll have the chickens, ducks, and all the other things back.
Correct. No avian flu issues in the state of Michigan this year. So we're back full bore. The SLA building, the new small animal building from last year, worked exceptionally well last year. Big thank you to Farm Bureau agents for their work on getting that going for us. And it will be full of all kinds of poultry and goats and, you know, ducks, turkeys. I think we're going to be back using the old rabbit barn for rabbits, because I understand we're going to have probably a third again as many rabbits this year as we had last year. So
that's kind of typical with rabbits.
Yeah, rabbits have a tendency to do that, don't they? Yeah.
But last year they had to almost do the avian stuff with pictures and
right.
paperwork, because you just couldn't risk it.
No, the state of Michigan last year had put the ban out and said there would be no poultry moved in the state of Michigan other than official sites and for production. And so we had students that did their projects at home, used their pictures. We still gave them as much of an experience as we could, but we're real happy that everything will be back to normal this year.
So it's not a beauty pageant anymore with pictures.
Nope.
You'll actually see the animals.
Right. See the animals. The birds will be there. The chickens and ducks and turkeys will all be there this year.
But these are things that come up that the fair is always having to adapt to.
We always work with that. And I've had conversations with the state vet two or three times over the year just talking about, you know, what's up and what's the hot topics. And a couple years ago, there was a swine disease that we were kind of concerned about. And we actually changed our show day at 1 year, you know, to kind of adjust for that. And right now, things are fairly quiet in the world of animal diseases. However, we still remind people when they come to the fair to think smart about it. They have to remember that these are livestock. They are farm animals. There are transmittable type bacterias and things. So, you know, when the little ones drop their things in the barn, please let's wash them off or clean them or discard them. Let's not just pick them up and hand them right back to them. And we have hand washing stations and lots of other things around to be able to help with that.
Well, you know, I know that I've gone on farm tours and it's gone to several farms, and you end up wearing booties
mm-hmm.
because they just don't want you to bring anything in from the other. I mean, it's their livelihood, it's their business, and you don't risk it.
It is. And our exhibitors and farmers in the area work very hard at being biosecure in terms of not transporting things back home and that kind of thing. But we also want people to remember that they need to take caution while they're at the fair. We put some signs and things up to help remind them of you know, being safe, being clean, and taking care of those things.
And just being aware that your animal is going to be a little more spooked in an unfamiliar setting with a lot of other animals it doesn't know, those types of things. And people,
sure,
don't touch unless they tell you you can.
Right, absolutely.
Because the animal doesn't know you're there for fun. They just know you're not somebody they know and
right.
don't trust.
No, absolutely. And we're real excited this year, too. Of course, the Miracle of Life building will be on full swing during the week.
Is that hard to time? I know you like to have some born right at the fair.
We do.
And it just seems like, you know, it doesn't cooperate when it comes to most
species
or people.
Well, we're real lucky with the large dairy farms that we have around that they pretty much have animals being born every day. So having calves born at the fair is not too difficult. And you can pretty much time out of chickens in an incubator to make sure, you know, 21 days and when they're going to hatch. So the baby chicks will be fine. The baby goats were born about 3 days ago. So there'll be baby goats there that are just a very few days old. So some of those things you can time during the week. Some of them they come and they're just babies when they're there. But we will be real lucky this year. I think the last 3 or 4 days of the fair, we're going to have 2 or 3 vet students from Michigan State University that will spend a great amount of their time in that building with a booth and a table set up to be able to answer questions and have some displays and give some more information as well. So that's a nice added touch to that this year.
I kid you not, I saw this on the wire service yesterday. There's an app.
There's an app?
There's a sensor they put on the cow's tail, and when it flicks a certain way, it
sure.
informs the farmer that it's about ready to give birth.
Okay.
And it's like, oh my gosh, you're going to get texted and emailed that Bessie is ready to go.
She's ready to go. Well, I think on our large dairies, they just have somebody around most of the time because they have multiple calves born every day anyway.
So that's really the first day is for people to go out there and see things.
Sure.
But Monday kicks off the regular fair.
Monday actually kicks off the regular fair. Mondays are our big kickoff in terms of the sheep show on Monday afternoon, the horse show during the day on Monday. Monday, the carnival's getting all set up and getting ready for the rest of the week. Monday night's going to be a quiet night at the grandstands. We're kind of being a little slow that way this year, just nature of how things work sometimes and getting set. The exhibits will all be in the 4-H building. The livestock and animals will all be there and set. And we're ready for people to roll in and take a good look at things.
And there's some 4-H crowning going on that night, too.
Sure.
There? They don't call it King and Queen.
Right.
It's ambassadors now.
The ambassador program. On Monday evening, we have the 4-H ambassadors, where we will announce the crowning and the royalty of the ambassador program, crown the Bean Queen for Huron County Bean Queen that night. And we also have some talent that goes on as part of that. Some of the local 4-H clubs and I think some camp leaders maybe are going to do a couple skits and things as well. So in the expo building, that'll kick off there, and a good chance for people to come in and kind of enjoy that part of the evening.
Terrific. So it's a day basically for the kids in 4-H and these types of things, the first day of the fair.
Yep. First day of the fair is just kind of the kids get things rolling, good chance to see what's happening and get a couple of the shows started and get everybody rolling at it.
That way, for the rest of the week, people go in, you can see who got the blue ribbon, who got the other ribbons.
Sure. Yep. So that part happens then. And then, of course, as we go through the rest of the week, we have the rest of the livestock judging and some of the other shows and exhibits that go on as well.
And sales late in the week.
Sales late in the week. You bet.
Okay. Tuesday, I assume the Midway starts to come into play.
Tuesday's Kids Day. Midway comes in. A discounted price for the Midway. Buy your ride band and ride all day. It's Kids Day there. Tuesday is also the swine show. Tuesday's more horse shows and judging goes on there. So there's lots of things. We have a new little added feature this year that will start on Tuesday. We have Wow Balls on the Water, which is the hamster balls on a pool that the kids can get in and run around and bump into each other and that in a hamster ball on a water pool. And that's a free activity at the fair.
So they're big enough for the kids to get in.
Yeah, they're about almost 6 feet tall, and the pool's like 20 by 40 or something like that. So
wear stuff that if it gets wet isn't going to be ruined.
Well, realistically, they shouldn't get wet, but
kids,
I suppose. That's right. That's right.
You cannot keep a kid out of dirt, mud, or water.
If some of the younger adults want to try that out, though, that'll be there for them as well.
This will be one of the few things where you have to be below this tall to get in.
Yeah, maybe. It may be. Yep. Tuesday night, something a little different at the fairgrounds this year. Typically, Tuesday is horse pull night. The horse pulling has kind of been pretty slim over the last few years, and so this year there's a Michigan Pony Pullers Association, and we've had conversation with them. They're going to come in. They've assured us that we'll have 12 to 15 teams of ponies that come and pull. So Tuesday night's event, if you like to watch that type of action, it's a little different action. And I won't say it's slow action because those horses and ponies get a right out, but you'll be surprised at the amount of weight they pull on that sled. And it's kind of a fun old-time activity that goes on. And if you're not into that, or the kids maybe aren't into that, then Tuesday night, Countryside has our teen and kids night up at the expo. Glow dance, glow ball. There's going to be a bonfire with free s'mores, just lots of kids' activities, pedal tractor pulls, and that kind of thing.
Terrific, because that's Kids Day.
Because that's Kids Day. So, and with it being Kids Day, if you get tired of the Midway or need to take a little break from the Midway, come on over to the Expo and enjoy that. Or if you're Grandma and Grandpa that took the kids, let them ride the rides, go down and watch the pony pull in the evening.
But keep an eye on your kids.
Well, yeah, we hope to keep an eye.
You're not babysitting.
No. We're not babysitting. But if your kids are old enough to be there and have somebody that's old enough with them, then we want you to enjoy the rest of the fair.
Because we have to do that a lot when they have like free movies at the theater or something.
Sure.
It's not drop the kids off and do what you want to do.
No.
They expect it to be,
right.
You be there to monitor them.
We expect that the parents monitor their kids at the fair. Absolutely.
Which in this day and age just seems to make sense.
Sure. Absolutely, it does.
So we're into Wednesday,
so
we midweek through.
Get to Wednesday, kind of the mid part of the week.
You have camels for hump day?
I don't know that we're going to have the camel there this year, although we may work on having a camel make an appearance. That's a possibility.
Just walk up and down.
Just walk up and down on Wednesday for hump day.
With a sign on it says, guess what day it is.
Actually, you laughed. There's a camel that resides in this county that there's a potential of having it visit. We'll see. But then on Wednesday with that's the feeder steer show, which is a big show that we have, and we kind of hit the click between the horse shows a little bit on Wednesday. Lots of other fun type things. And then, of course, Wednesday night, combine demolitions back again this year from last year. We had lots of fun with that last year. People really seemed to enjoy it. We have 15 combines that are registered to come this year. And between the third heat of combines and the championship, we're going to have a 12-car demolition derby that'll take place that night. So we are going to have a little front-wheel drive demo car. There's been some people that have talked to us about wanting to bring the demolition back to the fairgrounds. So we're going to try it with the combines, not at the same time as combines, but between heats, we're going to have that. And between earlier heats of the combine, the racing lawnmowers will be there too. So lots of fun with those things. So Wednesday night could be a lot of fun at the grandstands, lots of activities and different things going on to pop in and out of there.
Great. And you're just halfway through.
Halfway through. Oh, Wednesday too, you have to remember. That's Sure Healthcare's day, and they have their health fair over by the office for the senior citizens, and that's the Senior Citizens Chicken Dinner Day, of which the Sure Healthcare Network provides chicken dinner for the senior citizens. And then that evening when the dinner's done and they've had a chance to kind of settle down, the Spring Street Boys are going to come in and play under the entertainment tent that night. So just Wednesday, middle of the week, we just crank everything up big time.
And that's a lot about what a fair is. The very young, the very old, and everyone in between will find something.
We hope, and our goal always is, it's a community activity. Craig, we had the conversation a little earlier. We're not about how do we make money for the fair. We're about how do we provide things for the community. How do we get there and get enough money to pay the bills and do a few repairs and maintenance kinds of things. I hope people enjoy the fact that we've had great sponsorship from the community and great things happening to be able to have wonderful facilities there. But it costs us a lot of money to keep those facilities up, pay the insurance bills, and the other things that have to happen. You got to keep the lights turned on and the water flowing.
People don't realize it's something like insurance. It's not just the property. You've got animals there. You've got you have liability for the people who are there. I mean, it's not a simple task of just like your homeowner's policy.
No, we have several fairly substantial insurance bills that come in each year. And I tell people if something drastically happened today and the gates couldn't open, we've got between $35,000 and $40,000 that it costs us not to open the gates, just to be there, between our bills and our insurances and our lighting and our water and all those kinds of things. So it takes a lot of effort from many people to make that happen. Okay. So that's Wednesday. Full great day. Then we hit Thursday, and you'd think maybe we start down, but no, there's still all kinds of things. Well, we start working towards the weekend. Thursday's the beef show, which is the big animals, and that's a great show. It always is. A little expansion this year with our beef breeding, where we have a few more kids and people in the county that are involved with raising some of those production type animals. So we'll have a little bit bigger beef breeding class at the end of the other, but a nice big there for Thursday. And then of course Thursday night is the rodeo and the super kicker rodeo, the bull riding with the girls on the barrel racing and Dwayne Spa singing and all that kind of thing. So Bayport State Bank always does a wonderful job with that and making sure that we have lots of fun things going on there. But that's always been a crowd favorite, and one of our bigger nights is the Thursday night at the grandstands. And I hope people think too, come on down earlier in the afternoon. If you get off work, come down and of course, you got to enjoy the Gibby's, fries and footlongs. I think that's just a given. But at the same time that you're enjoying the fair food and wander through the barns and check out the animals and exhibits and that kind of thing.
And the fair has evolved over the years, 140 years it had to. But, I even look back when I first started here, there was just a bunch of equipment, and a whole long line and stuff, and merchants' tents that went forever. Now they're in the merchants' building, and the equipment, most of that... you either see it at the dealership or they don't, or you look at it in catalog there because it's too expensive to have a lot of models sitting around.
Yeah, it is.
Not generating any funds for you.
Yep. We still have two or three of the local dealers that set just a few pieces of equipment there so the non-farm people can get a chance to see the size and extremity of those pieces of equipment. But
and respect them.
And respect them.
They're
absolutely
expensive. They're not for climbing all over. They're just for viewing.
They're there to view and look at. They are expensive. And one of the reasons why dealers don't bring much more down is because they are very expensive and if something happens to them. But we hope people can wander by and at least take a look and understand the size and scope of some of those pieces of equipment. And
sometimes when you see them in the field, you don't realize just how big they are.
No. And of course, even at that, they don't bring the biggest to the fairgrounds because it would be too big to bring to the fairgrounds. So we have some nice new stuff that sets
fit it through the gates.
Yes, absolutely, we do. So those are great. And of course, the miracle of life goes on all week, and those wild balls in the water all week. But then along about Thursday, you need to start looking because the mime's coming back this year. And for those of you who come to the fair every year and have noticed the last couple years not, the mime will be back and on the ground, so you'll have to see if you can track him down and figure out where he's at.
Yeah, we're at the fair, but we've had a hard time getting him to interview.
Yeah, he does not interview well at all.
On radio.
Not on radio. Maybe your counterpart with the press can interview him because they can take pictures, but in terms of radio interview, the mime doesn't go well. But he's been a lot of fun. The kids seem to enjoy that. And every day he's there, it's a different look for him as a mime, too. So we appreciate that. And It works real well.
Now, are these part of a package, or do you have to get all these separate type of little things going on? I mean, you get the all the rides would come together, you know, that type of stuff. But are all these other little things just things you have to research, you have to find the persons, make sure they're available, and contract them to come up? All these types of things that go on through the year that nobody sees about, behind the scenes.
Everything that you see that goes on there is not a package. We go to convention. And it's nice to go to convention, and we send two or three people, and they talk and see who's there. But somebody has a connection with the mime who they've seen someplace else, maybe at the Louisville Tractor Exposition or something like that. And the wow ball's underwater. Well, this vendor talks to that vendor, and you make a connect with them. And
you have to make sure they're going to be in Michigan at that time, because
right.
they could be in Iowa
right.
or the other.
They can be
Seattle
any place.
Area,
so.
Because you know, they've got to be able to get from where they were the last week to your place in
right.
a timely manner.
Right. When we bring some of that different, especially a lot of the different entertainment and things, each of our fair board members, their emails have a tendency at certain times of the year to kind of light up with people who are saying, you know, what's your dates? We're open or we're not open, or can we schedule 2 years down the road? We actually, you know, we're looking, this is 148, so 150 is just 2 years away. We actually have two or three things that are already booked for the 150th at this point. If we don't start doing it now, we wouldn't get it done. And we're hoping that we find a couple maybe bigger, unique type things to do. Not going to put anything out except telling you that we're getting a little excited about the 150th. We hope to have a couple special things for that.
Terrific.
So,
but again, it's not, you know, a simple task of, you know, well, we'll pick this guy. They got to be available. They got to be somewhere in the area.
Right.
Maybe they had to be in Adrian the week before, and they can drive up to Huron County for that week.
Sure.
You know, and it's logistics, and got to get there first before somebody else scoops them up.
Yep. So, and some of these you'll see at different fairs and events, but fortunately for us in the Thumb, you know, Tuscola's 1 week and we're a week, and Sanilac County is about a month later and that kind of thing. So you don't stand on top, but you do have to look at, there are two or three other fairs that go on the same time as ours does. So you have to book ahead and figure out who's got what in their schedule. And maybe they were at another fair earlier in the week and later with us at our fair later in the week or that kind of thing. So, but it's not that you get on the phone and say, hey, our fair's this week, send us all the entertainment we need. No, it's individual contracts with all of them.
And you like to find the people to come back that you've been satisfied with, and, you know, like Midway
right.
and all of that. You've had good luck with the people who've been coming up, and you want to see them return, because so you get multi-year contracts and things like that, so that you don't have to worry that they're going to be in the next county. That
absolutely, absolutely. We try and develop relationships with especially some of the different things like the Super Kicker Rodeo, like our Midway and those kinds of things, where we get a multi-year contract with them, and they know where they're going to be and fit other things between us instead of us looking for. But when we go to some of the other unique kinds of things, you know, even when you look at tractor pulling, boy, there's a lot of tractor pulls that go around, and when you get a date locked, you want that date locked and kept for a long time because you don't want to lose that date. So
a lot of them are on the weekends. They might just be a weekend festival, and
right.
booking people in where you can get them in the middle of the week, and you know, then they've got another place to go between weekends.
Yep. Sometimes that works for us, so we work hard at that. You know, and it's a people don't a lot of people don't understand when the fair ends on August 6th and we clean things up on August 7th, we may take a few days off, and then we're already in conversation about, so what's got to be done for next year, who needs to be booked, what about this, and what changes are we making? Those are year-round conversations that go on.
You're also looking at what was a hit and what kind of missed and didn't get as big of a response
right.
as you thought, and you try to keep going for hits and
yep.
new things that you think may be hits.
If it didn't work, you probably won't see it back. You may have really liked it, but if you were one of the handful that really liked it, you probably won't see it back. And of course, the other piece that I'll say is, when you come to the fair and you wanted the fairgrounds and you see a fair board member, share with them, I really like what you're doing. I really like this. Or can you take a look at getting us? Can you find this? Can we have this type of activity? Because we want what the community wants. It's not our fair. It's the fair we put on for the community. And so we're always anxious to hear people's thoughts and views about what's there. And of course, we remind them it's what we can afford as well, yeah. Because some people would really like some nice things. You know, I'd love to have, Kid Rock or something like that, but somehow I don't quite have that kind of money in my pocket.
Some of the larger county fairs.
Yes.
With major cities within them.
Right.
Can do that, but we're still a hometown type of
right.
fair.
Right. Our goal is when we put an event in the grandstands, we hope we can come close to breaking even with sponsorship. It's not that we're going to make money on it. We hope we can get a little bit of sponsorship, and we come close to breaking even on those grandstand events. So,
terrific.
So that's got us through Thursday.
An hour to the weekend.
So we're kind of to the weekend, and Friday.
A lot of people consider Friday the start of the weekend.
Friday the start of the weekend. Well, if you consider Friday the start of the weekend, come have a great time at the fair on the weekend on Friday then. DTE is our sponsor on Friday, and of course, that's the big livestock sale. The Midway's open. Friday night, we're going to bring the monster trucks back. We didn't have them last year. We've had a lot of people that have said, we like that. We had a great time with it. We had to rework a contract with him a little bit. And we've got him in on Friday night this year. In the past, it's always been early in the week, and we've managed to do that on a Friday night. So we'll hope people enjoy that.
Big Friday night event for people.
Big Friday night event.
Watch the monster trucks.
Some car stunt type things that are going to go on as some entertainment along with that. So should have a good show, and I think people really enjoy the Friday night with that. And of course it's Friday night, and the weather will be beautiful. So come on down on Friday night and enjoy the fair and enjoy everything else that's there.
Now, we don't consider it the fair if we don't have at least one day of a little rain. But
well,
we're going to make sure it's not Friday night.
Yeah, we've kind of got to the point that now we expect at least one day of rain and at least one day of 90. We manage to work our way around that. As long as it's just one day, we can make that work for any of it.
The air
heat,
conditioning
right.
in there, and they've only got so much cooling they can do themselves, and it can get quite warm in some of those barns.
Heat and rain is hard on the animal and people both. So we struggle with that, but we've done a lot of upgrades and a lot of things to get better airflow, and our driveways are in great shape, and our grounds are in wonderful shape right now, so we'll be really good that way.
You got your dog and cat show that day. I know a lot of people bring their animals in just to show them off.
We have a few. The dog and cat show comes up that way, and of course, the merchants' buildings open every day as well, so you get a chance to come in. And Larry tells me that he's had two or three new vendors and people. There'll be some new things in that merchant building this year, election year as well. So there'll be a few politicians around that you can chat with, but those are always good things. And of course, throughout the week, you remember that for those people who like to play bingo, the Elkton's Lions Club have their bingo tent there, and they're set up, throughout the week. Good chance to go down and drop your corn kernel on that card where it's supposed to be.
Well, they're going to shout out, "Be there."
Be there. All right. I like that. That's a good one. And of course, then on Friday, we start with the draft, in terms of the draft horses and the cart shows and that type of thing. Friday and Saturday, the cart and harness and the shows for the draft horses, the bigger horses that go on there. It's great stuff. And of course, throughout the week, we've talked on some of the larger animals, but you remember we have the poultry show and the goat show, and we talked about the dog and cat and
small animals like rabbits.
Small animals, rabbits and ducks and geese, and those all go on during the week as well. And then on Saturday, we have the small animal and craft sale that goes on. Those kids who have shown their ducks and geese and turkeys and rabbits and goats, we sell some of that on Saturday, and we also have a chance that some of the 4-H kids get to sell some of their craft items on Saturday. Great opportunity for them to get a little bit back for the work they've put in throughout the summer. And Saturday's a fun morning. If you've never been to the small animal craft sale on Saturday morning, you really need to come sit and watch, because we kind of have some fun with that. Some of the people that maybe can't afford the larger livestock are there. And the fair board members usually have a little fun with some of the four fair members that day, and so it's just a great morning.
And it's it should be noted, like the junior livestock auction the day before, a lot of the money that's raised, the kids use for their further education, and that's a wonderful thing.
It truly is, and you know, you've heard me talk in the past, and I talk about it, scholarship money, and these kids that work hard, some of these kids, that's part of their summer job, whether it's that larger animal or the smaller animal, and it is a way for them to get some money to further their education or training or get a chance to get started when school's done, and it's fabulous the amount of support that we get from this community for those kids to be able to do that. But and they're entertaining as well. To me, I find those sales a lot of fun to sit and watch the people and the interaction and see what's going on. And if you haven't had a chance to be there and see the kids show during the week, it's a chance to come see the kids show off their animals at the end of the week as well.
And it's kind of neat because a lot of people know that it's going to the education and such, and they bid it up.
Well, they have fun.
They don't, you know, you might get it cheaper if you just went to a regular farm auction, but it's for the kids, and a lot of people just you know, keep going.
They do.
Because it's for the kids.
They do, and they spend a ton of money on a good cause to help those kids, and we really appreciate all of that that goes on. And I hope the people out there, if you see some of that or you see the pictures or ribbons or things hanging in business, make sure you thank those people for the work they do in our community. If it wasn't for those people that support the sale and the people that buy our sponsorship and the people that sponsor things at the fair, you know, it's huge to us, the amount of community support that we get that makes those kinds of things happen with us. If we didn't have that, the fair wouldn't happen and the kids wouldn't have those great projects, and the fair kids tend to not be heard in some of the other negative ways around either, because they're good kids doing good things.
Terrific. Saturday is Wallace Stone Quarry Day.
Saturday, Wallace Stone Quarry, they're a big supporter for us in terms of helping keep our roads and driveways and things great down at the fairgrounds. That small animal sale goes on there. Saturday morning, make sure that we hit that. There's a misprint someplace along the way, but Antique Tractor Show goes on Saturday morning. The Antique Tractor Show, hit and miss engines up by the Expo building. And last year they started, they do kind of a parade down through the fairgrounds as well. There's usually 15 or 20 of the old time tractors, some of those antiques that come through, and it's kind of neat. We talk about the big pieces of equipment, the new stuff that's out there. I find it very interesting to take a look at some of that older equipment that has been maybe restored a little bit. In a few cases, maybe not so much. Sometimes it comes in straight from somebody's work as well, but some really nice pieces of equipment. And that is on Saturday the 6th at the end of the fair. And Saturday afternoon is the Junior Livestock Sweepstakes Contest. That's the wrap-up of the showmanship type thing, where the kids from the winners from the different species compete against each other. And we have a lot of fun with that. And, you know, and then, of course, Saturday night, the traditional wrap-up is the tractor pull. And if you enjoy that, we're going to wrap the trucks and tractors and everything into Saturday night this year. So, I tell people, if you like that event, you can wander down. You can go in and sit and watch a class or two. You can go back out and wander the grounds for a while. Maybe if you're into the smokers, when you hear that roar and see that smoke go, you can hustle your way back and watch again for a while. And so it's a fun night. And that pretty much takes us through. You know, we have a couple different times during the week on Tuesday and Saturday that we give away a few bikes from TJ Schmidt, which is our carnival company, and us. And we want the kids to enjoy that. So we have some few prizes for them and do some great things that way.
Terrific. We talked a little bit before the show. You did a little change at the gate. So
we did.
You wanted to explain what the structure is and how it may actually help some people.
Sure. An explanation. Finances, as we say, are always a piece that we work hard with. We're not sure how long ago, but the early 80s, the last time price structure was really changed much. So what we've gone to this year is it is $5 at the gate to get in, but for those families that have kids, we're now 10 and under are free, where it used to be under 5. So those families that maybe the young family that has three or four kids that are in that elementary school age, those kids will get on the grounds for free now. And we wanted to be able to help them out and do that. The other piece is if your people in this county that are like some of us that absolutely love the fair and go multiple times during the week, we'll sell you a week-long pass for $20. If you did five times six, that'd be 30. So it's 10 bucks cheaper if you come and get that prior to the start. Well, I guess you could buy it at any time, but if you come down prior to the start of the fair, next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, will be people around the office. If you're interested and you're in town and you want to come get a fair pass ahead of time, for $20, you can buy a week-long fair pass. And that's 10 bucks cheaper than it would be to come each day to the fair. We have to figure out a way how we keep things afloat, how we provide good things. We're trying to get a few more dollars so when we hit that 150th, we can have a couple special things. We appreciate everybody's support. We apologize if you find it financially difficult, but I'm not sure where you go and could spend 8 to 10 hours for a $5 entrance fee. I know other things cost money. I know it costs for some of the other activities at the fair, but if you just want to come and wander and chat with your neighbors and visit your neighbors and see the exhibits and see the kids doing great things, I think $5 is pretty cheap for a day at the fair.
Terrific. Hope you get a good turnout this year. Good weather.
We'll have wonderful weather. We'll have great turnout. Lots of smiling faces, and as people hear me say throughout the week, there's just no place better to be than a week at the fair. A day at the fair is the best thing you can possibly have. I've been involved with this county fair since 1983, and I just love it and wouldn't miss a day of it. It's great for kids and great for the community.
People need to be a little extra cautious if we don't get much rain between now and then. It's pretty dry out there. I know we've got a lot of burning bans and stuff in effect. Should they be considerate?
We do. We always want to be considerate. We'll have our grounds in as good a shape as we can. We haven't.
But you can't sit there and water the lawns.
No, we can't quite afford to water the lawns. But we'll make sure that during the events, the tracks and surfaces are moist enough so we don't have big clouds of dust. And we have things in pretty good shape, and our grounds really are looking pretty good. I'm not overly concerned about that. Of course, we're always concerned about the potential of fire because we have livestock and bedding and everything else that goes, and we do hope that people are mindful of the fact that you don't smoke in buildings and you're cautious about where you do, and if you have any type of open flame, you're very careful with it. But I would hope they would be that way wherever they're at. So we just want them to practice caution and safety with whatever they're working on the fairgrounds or wherever they're at.
Sounds good. I hope you have a great week at the fair, and we look forward to 150 a couple of years down the road, too.
You bet. We'll more news coming as we get closer to that.
And he's being coy about it. He's telling me they got a few things booked already.
We do.
Our guest today on the program has been Clark Brock from the Huron Community Fair Board. We've been talking about the Huron Community Fair coming up a week from now.
Right.
And you can
July 31st, we kick it off.
And into August, and stop out, enjoy the fair. There's different events, things every day. You can go to the Huron Community Fair, search it on Google, and you can get a sheet as to what's going on each day. So no excuses not to have a great time at the fair this year. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.